Ad te leva mia anima mea.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. This is Father John Zolsdorf. Each day during Advent, I will offer a 5-minute podcast to help you in your observance of this important season. From Divine Intimacy by Father Gabriel of St. Mary Magdalene. O my God, Word of the Father, Word made flesh for love of us, you assumed a mortal body in order to suffer and to be immolated for us. I wish to prepare for your coming with the burning desires of the prophets and the just who in the Old Testament sighed after you, the one Savior and Redeemer. O Lord, send him whom you are going to send, as you have promised, come and deliver us. I want to keep Advent in my soul, that is, a continual longing and waiting for this great mystery wherein you, O Word, became flesh to show me the abyss of your redeeming, sanctifying mercy. O sweetest Jesus, you come to me with your infinite love and the abundance of your grace. You desire to engulf my soul in torrents of mercy and charity in order to draw it to you. Come, O Lord, come. I too wish to run to you with love, but alas, my love is so limited, weak, and imperfect. Make it strong and generous. Enable me to overcome myself, so that I can give myself entirely to you. Yes, my love can become strong, because its foundations is the intimate certainty that it will be repaid by the love of God. O Lord, I cannot doubt your tenderness, because you have given me proofs of it in so many ways, with the sole purpose of convincing me of it. Therefore, trusting in your love, my weak love will become strong with your strength. What a consolation it will be, O Lord, at the moment of death, to think that we shall be judged by him whom we have loved above all things. Then we can enter your presence with confidence, despite the weight of our offenses. Lord, give me love like this. I desire it ardently, not only to escape your stern eye at judgment, but especially in order to repay you in some degree for your infinite charity. Lord, do not, I beseech you, permit that this exceeding great love which led you to become incarnate for my salvation be given in vain. My poor soul needs you so much. It sighs for you as for a compassionate physician who alone can heal its wounds. Draw it out of its languor and tepidity, and infuse into it new vigor, new enthusiasm, new life. Come, Lord, come. I am ready to welcome your work with a docile, humble heart, ready to let myself be healed, purified, and strengthened by you. Yes, with your help, I will make any sacrifice, renounce everything that might hinder your redeeming work in me. Show your power, O Lord, and come, come, and delay no longer. The Collect for the Extraordinary Form of the Roman Rite. Oremus. Excita quaesumus Domine, potentiam tuam et veni, ut ab imminentibus peccatorum nostrorum periculis, te mereabur protegente eripi et liberante salvari. Let us pray. Put forth your power, O Lord, we beseech you, and come, that with you as our protector, we may be rescued from the impending danger of our sins, and with you as our deliverer, may we obtain our salvation. Who livest and reignest with God the Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen. Thank you for listening. I'll be back tomorrow with another Advent cast. In the meantime, please pray for me as I will for you.